9 minutes after the hour, good morning. Tom and Laura, it is Friday, and in the studio with us from Lubbock Parks and Recreation, please welcome Nancy Neal. How are you? Good morning.
Oops.
It's nice to have you in. We're glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
All right. We have tons of stuff that's happening in the Parks and Rec Department on many different levels, but I think school is just about 2 weeks away.
That's right.
And, wow. What all do you guys have going on? Now, we were talking about the canine splash on the 17th. That's at the Clap Park Pool, yes?
That's correct. It's okay. One of our favorite events.
Now, you know, to me, now don't get me wrong. I'm not this OCD Mr. Monk kind of thing, but it's just like, you know, swimming with the dogs. I just don't know about that. I mean, me personally.
Do people get in with their dogs, or is it just all dogs?
We get them all ages. The families come out, seniors come out with their dogs. It is so
it's not
fun.
It's not my dog I'd be worried about. It's just like, you don't know where that other dog's been.
Well, they have to have their rabies vaccinations, and they have to show us proof of that. But as you guys were discussing the other day, but they come and they swim. It's just fun. You see everything from a Chihuahua. We've had a Great Dane in there.
I just got to ask you: do you ever have any, you know, canine accidents in the water?
Not that I'm aware of. No.
Keyword, not that she's aware of.
Well, I don't see a dog
Yikes.
Doing
Dogs
that.
Dogs don't do that.
No, I don't see them doing that.
Only people do that.
Yeah.
And sea creatures and fish.
But they are so fun, and we have a diving competition where they actually jump Yikes. Off the diving board and chase their tennis balls, which some of those dogs, you throw that tennis ball, that dog is going wherever that ball is
right.
going.
You know that scene from Caddyshack just came to mind.
Anyway.
Right.
Let's not go there this early.
Okay, so what's going on over at May Simmons with the back-to-school when and what time, and what are you guys giving away over there, backpacks and school supplies?
That is that Saturday before school starts. It is August 23rd. It's from 9 to noon. It's our fifth annual one. We are working with the Voices Coalition again, and they do a tremendous job in getting the items donated to put in those backpacks. We have 1,000 backpacks, those little string backpacks full mm-hmm. of supplies for kids. It's for K through 12. The only catch is that folks do need to have their kids with them to be able to get those bags.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Very good.
Okay, now what else is cooking?
We got Movie in the Park the night before. I love it. We're going to end summer with a bang before those kids go back on Friday the 22nd.
What is the movie?
Peter Pan.
Oh, that's a good one.
Classic Peter Pan. So.
No, I went and saw the Movie in the Park last season. It was about the kid that is actually a plant.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Tim Green, the Something Life of Tim Green.
Yeah. So, yeah. But it was really good. It was fun. Mm-hmm. And then earlier this year, we were going to go to this thing, and I called Nancy about an hour and a half before it started, and I was like, "Well, are they going to have the movie tonight?" But it was when we had storms and stuff. And
right. We ended up moving it inside, which was not optimal. I mean, folks had fun, but we decided and got with our folks. We have to actually rent those movies from one of those movie corporations to get the licensing to be able to actually put those on.
Rebroadcast it, right. So to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even though we're not charging admission.
Oh, okay.
And so that's where Lubbock Kids Dental sponsored the money for us to be able to do that this summer.
Well, thank you, nice. Lubbock Kids Dental, for doing that. I didn't know that you were doing that.
And so basically they're going to allow us on something like that next year, or this year if it were to happen, to play it the next night. So we would cancel for that night, and then we'd go ahead and run it the next night if we're able to on that Saturday night. And, and then if that doesn't work, then you know, we'll wait till next year. But
right. So that's Saturday. No,
that's
Friday.
Friday night, the 22nd. Okay. We bought a brand new big screen, 16x9 is the actual screen size that we premiered at the last one, and it was awesome. It was huge, and the sound system is great, and We had over 350 folks there. It was amazing. And so we encourage folks to come out, bring your lawn chairs, bring your blankets for the kids to sit on. We have popcorn and drinks, but you can bring your own picnic supper or snacks or whatever. The kids just love it.
At which park?
It's at Maxey Park. It's right behind the community center.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's a good time. And a lot of people go, so you want to get there early and get a good seat.
Yes, you know? I would encourage you because we got there. It was supposed to start last month about 9, and it was full all the way back. And so we encourage you to get there early. Now, this one we're talking, we try to do it around dusk, and we look at what time the sun goes down. So we're looking at about 8:45 for this one.
Okay, and then good. The last day that the public swimming pools are open for humans
is Sunday the 17th.
Okay.
So that's coming up quick.
Mm-hmm, it is. Just one more week of swimming.
And we've had a great year with the great summer with the camps going on and the pools. And we've taken our kids out to the pools, and they've just been fantastic.
Good. And then the doggy swim?
Yeah, on the 17th.
17th from 17th. 1 to 5.
Okay. That's at Clap Only, right?
That is at Clap Only. Dogs get in free. It's just the regular $2 for kids and $2.50 for adults.
And what kind of documentation do you need to bring with you for your dog?
If they have their tag on, the current tag year, then that's
then
good.
You're good.
If not, just something from the vet that shows that you've had the vaccination.
Okay.
For rabies.
Yeah. For rabies. Mm-hmm.
Nancy Neal, Lubbock Parks and Rec, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Appreciate that. It's 8:15. Good morning.